あ、皆さんこんばんは。火曜日6時は、ラジオカフェ、シンクタンクジャーナルの時間です。パーソナリティ中野保です。世界は広くて、京都は深い、そんな京都のシンクした、ビジョンをですね、まあ、インターネットラジオを通じて世界に発信しようという番組です。本日のゲストは、ですね、アメリカ人で、ジェットプログラムとい う, ジャパンイングリッシュエクシェンジプログラム
エクシェンジ
ティーチングプログラム、そういうアメリカ人が日本に来て、中学とか高校とかでこう英語を教えられると、まあ、そういうジェットプログラムというプログラムがありまして、そのジェットプログラムで、1年間、北九州の小倉北、高校で英語を教えておられた、ケイティ・オーラさんが本日のゲストです。まあ、シンプルな英語でいきたいと思います。Ketty Ora, thank you very much for coming to Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah. Actually, I met you today.
Yes.
And, you know, I invite you to come to Radio Cafe and talk about the JET program. Could you tell us about the JET program?
Well, yes, I can. JET program has been around for about 20 years or so.
20 years.
Uh-huh. Yes, maybe longer than that. And the focus is on helping Japanese students in from elementary school, even kindergarten through high school, to speak English and to be able to understand a little bit more of foreign culture as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So since you teach English for 1 year, and how do you feel the level of Japanese student in English?
For the amount that they learn in school, I think it's school. Amazing.
Amazing.
Really, yes.
Amazing meaning is high standard than you expected, or
some of the grammar that they learn is amazing because it's a higher level than what I would expect, considering what their speaking ability is.
Speaking ability is not so high.
Speaking is, from my experience, not so high, but the grammar that they are learn is probably better than most native English speakers.
Really? Better than native English speaker.
Probably.
Yeah, and because the Japanese student, the purpose of studying English is to pass entrance examination in general.
Yes.
So examination is important to keep in the high standard of grammar.
So in the JET program, we help the students to instill the fact that English is a language, not only a way of communicating through words, but also through speaking. Mm-hmm. So we really want the students to become excited about learning.
Okay. Today's topic is how to speak real English. So could you tell us, what is the best way to improve speaking English?
One thing that I suggested to my students was to write papers. Like short essays and things like that. I like to suggest students to do this because they can, first of all, use their own thoughts, and also they can understand their classmates' work as well when they are able to do mini conferences and correct them and things like that. Some of them, they're not at the perfect point of pronunciation, but sometimes I read the papers for them. This is for Ninensei high school students. And so it's by writing papers, they're able to express themselves and also see how a normal conversation or essay would be.
In general, Japanese students are quite shy to speak.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and also, we are not accustomed in speaking at the conference. And, and we are poor in the public speech.
Yes.
So, also, we are not able to speak proper English pronunciation.
But the thing is, that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, when I talk to my students, at first I was very finicky. I was very particular about pronunciation because I love languages and I was able to go to college for getting a French major.
I live in the foreign countries, and Europe and United States and Africa for many years. And I feel your English is quite a good or standard English. I mean, the people in the United States coming from Midwest speak quite understandable English than the people living in the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. But you, I think so. Or even in the
from,
South, too.
Yeah, South, yeah. You came from suburb of New York or Vermont?
I come from Vermont. Uh-huh. So I grew up there, but then I moved to Hawaii. Uh-huh. And there... casual English is a lot different than what you would find in the Midwest.
I see. In Hawaii, casual English, I mean, many Japanese go to Hawaii on tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So you met them in Japanese and speak aware of Japanese pronunciation.
Yes.
You live in Hawaii for 8 years?
About 8 years, yes.
And you studied at University of Hawaii?
Yes.
Manoa campus?
Yes. So that's the main campus out of all the islands of Hawaii. That's the biggest campus. It focuses on Asian studies. Is I think the biggest focus of that campus.
I live in Hawaii for 2 years on the Oahu Island, and I was a researcher of East West Center, and East West Center located beside of University of Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. how did you enjoy the life in Hawaii?
My life really changed when I first moved to Hawaii when I was about 18 years old.
18 years old. Mm. So you intend to go to Hawaii, your parents came to Hawaii, or yourself, you choose to study to University of Hawaii?
I have family living in Hawaii.
Oh, you're lucky.
And so I would visit when I was growing up for summer vacations. Uh-huh. We would go and visit Hawaii. So I decided to go to Hawaii to study over there and stay away from the cold, snowy winters in Vermont.
I see. Vermont is a famous, the mountain and the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And in Japan, the Vermont is famous for bamboo curry.
Well, I never knew about Vermont curry until I came to Japan.
Yeah.
And then also in Japan, there are so many different kinds of curry. So.
Different kind of curry. How do you like Japanese curry?
I love Japanese curry. I like it spicy.
Spicy
curry is good.
I see. Mm. It's interesting you live in the East Coast of the United States and Hawaii and stay in Kyushu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, return to the JET program.
Okay.
Yeah? And you stayed 1 year and teach English to Japanese student.
Yes.
And compared to the start and the end now, and now after teaching English for 1 year, could you tell us a secret again
improve?
Yeah.
For English teachers?
As an English teacher.
Oh, my goodness. Well, are they foreign English teachers?
Yeah, teacher, yeah.
Okay. So for someone who is a foreigner and speaking English, teaching English, the secret is, I think, first of all, to have a good relationship to the teachers that
Japanese teacher.
Yes, Japanese teachers of English.
I guess Japanese teacher is shy to speak English.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think having a good team is so important because we can find our strengths and our weaknesses and work the best together to help the students learn. And just also having a lot of patience with the students. Sometimes lessons won't go as we planned, and many teachers of English, there are some of us that aren't very experienced with teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting used to the environment, getting used to the students, it takes a lot of patience.
Yeah, patience. I mean, they're very quiet, isn't it?
Some of them are.
So how
depends
do you encourage
you
them,
to?
Japanese students, to speak more, to be active?
I try to incorporate games into the lessons that we learn. And so if they are a little bit shy, or also if they're a little tired, then doing activities that get them out of their seat, or doing something that uses different parts of the brain, so using puzzles or word games and things like that. So and also team activities are really great to help facilitate learning.
At least students have a chance to speak English. Usually, yes. Also, I'm teaching at the university, and most of the students are quiet. Mm. They never raise their hand, and never raise question and speak.
Mm.
And English, I guess, majority of students become very shy to speak.
Yes.
And so you try to encourage them to speak.
Well, the secret is, too, spending more time with them when I'm able to talk with them outside of class, during cleaning time, or after school, or lunchtime. I mean, it's really all about relationship.
I see. Mm-hmm. So during lunchtime, you have a lunch box with a student?
Sometimes. Sometimes I eat in the teacher's room with the teachers. Sometimes I eat with the students, too.
I guess you become very popular.
Oh, I
guess. When you are leaving, are there any, what do they say about farewell when you're leaving?
For farewell?
Yeah, farewell.
Well, I've said goodbye to both of my schools already, and it was a very hard thing to do. I was only there a year, but I made some really close connections with some of the students.
I
so
see.
It was pretty emotional.
Emotional. Did they speak English when you were leaving?
Yes, we speak English and Japanese, but you know, the more that we get to talk together, the more they become interested in English, because it's not just a subject, it's a way of communication.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't understand something that they're saying in Japanese, then they will try in English and also the other way around. So it's not so much as a class as it is, you know, just...
I see. I like to study or to teach Globish, Global English.
Oh, what's that
and
like?
Global English is a... just I read a book about global English, and only 1,500 words we use. And there are three different types of English. First is English spoken by American or British. The second one is English, examination English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, entrance examination English.
Oh, okay.
Third one is Globish, global English. Oh. And usually the people in working in the United Nations speak global English.
Mm-hmm.
Because a member of UN is about 192. Mm. And the native speaker of English is only 10% of them. So majority of them working in the United Nations, not native speaker.
Wow.
So therefore, we try to speak very simple English while using only 1,500 words.
Wow.
How do you like this very simple global English?
Well, can you give us an example of things that people do know and words that they don't know? Can you give an example of words that...
Ah, well, that... 1,500 words is a very simple word. And we usually speak very simple Japanese, and get up in the morning and go to bed. During that time, the word speaking with my friend is a very simple one. We never use a very big word.
Oh.
But unfortunately, when we study English as an entrance examination, we try to learn the incredible difficult word, big word. In my life, I never used that big word.
Oh, wow.
And also, we cannot pronounce well. Once we learn, you know, the very difficult English word, cannot pronounce.
Wow.
So it's better to use a very simple one.
Oh. So is there a special kind of textbook that you use for a global...
Yeah, textbook, yeah. And
it's by the UN, the UN principle?
Not by UN. I think about one year ago, and maybe American or British and published Global English, Globish.
Oh.
That book is very popular.
Okay.
And even the President of the United States, President Obama, tried to use very simple English words.
Mm.
Because China power is getting stronger. And President Obama or intelligence people in Washington, D.C., in the State Department and so on, try to speak English as simple as possible without using an interpreter. And Chinese people can understand. This is a very new type of English.
That's great.
Yes. Great. okay. Today's guest is Katie Ora. And from United States, and she taught English to the Kokura High School student.
Kitakyushu High School and Kokura Higashi High School.
Kokura, two schools.
My friend teaches at Kokura High School.
That's right. Okay, and as usual, as a break, please listen to the North Shore Senator Hawaiian music as a break. ラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルパーソナリティ中野トムスです。この番組が株式会社トライオン、財団法人異文化コミュニケーション財団のご協力でお送りしております。今日のゲストは、ケイティ・オーラさんで、ジェットプログラムで、アメリカから日本に来られて1年間英語を教えられました。それで英語でいきます。Katie, and we listened to the North Shore Senator. Both of us stay in Hawaii. Have you ever been to North Shore?
Yes, actually the North Shore is a very special place. I like to go there to be quiet and to read my Bible and pray. I like to go there with my friend. So,
are you a surfer?
No, I'm more of a soul surfer.
Which beach do you like best in Hawaii?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
Difficult question. Yeah, there are so many beaches.
There are so many beaches. Well, I like Ala Moana Beach because
Ala
Moana I used
Beach.
To live near there. And it's
Ala
nice
Shopping
for
Center,
running. Yeah. Yes, it's really nice and it's not ever too crowded. Sometimes you can see turtles.
Yeah, turtles.
And so it's good for picnics and seeing turtles. You can go fishing or diving, you know, for spear fishing. And it's just really nice. You can go biking and there's running clubs and things.
Yeah, so. I like snorkeling. I usually go to Hanawa Bay
and
swim with a sea turtle, green sea turtle. Yeah.
And you know, you can go and swim with the dolphins as well.
Really? I've never seen dolphin.
In Kahala, the Kahala
Hotel.
Kahala. Yes.
Ah, Kahala. Did you play golf?
No.
Did you play tennis on the Waikiki Beach?
No, I see them sometimes if I go running down there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hawaii is a paradise, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, particularly I really like this Nareod. music.
Oh yes, it's really nice.
This is I always you know play this song. Kelly, you came to Kyoto yesterday, isn't it?
Yes. It's my second time here.
What is the impression about Kyoto?
I really like Kyoto because, well, first of all, I kind of feel like I'm back in Hawaii because people are really friendly and helpful. And they seem very accepting of foreigners like myself. So I feel really comfortable here, and I'm really happy to be here again.
So second time, the first time you went to the several Kyoto temples?
I went to several Kyoto temples last time, yes.
Golden Pavilion?
Yes.
Yeah, President Bush also came to Golden Pavilion.
Oh, I really like the sado, the tea tea ceremony, and the little manju okashi that they have at the Kinkakuji is very delicious. I can't find it anywhere else.
You know, at the University of Hawaii, there is a urasenke, is a tea ceremony garden. So it's quite popular. In the, since you live in Hawaii, you know the Japanese tea ceremony and Japanese culture quite well.
A little bit. I at the bunkasais in the high school, I went to the sadobu a couple
really?
Of times. Yes. I like the movements are so relaxing. So I think it's also tied into the early Christians, too, when they had communion, because before it was kind of outlawed to be Christian.
It's a foreigners, particularly American people, like a Japanese tea ceremony or flower arrangement. Or yoga, so on. It's they like Oriental culture.
Americans?
Yeah, Americans.
Oh, I think so. Yes.
I'm a chairman of Intercultural Communication Foundation. So it's very important to encourage cultural exchange.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, cultural exchanges are quite important, isn't it?
Yes, because it's hard to communicate unless we know. The other culture, and to understand where they're coming from. For me, for teaching, it's very important. Even when I'm out at the grocery store or at a business meeting, even sometimes if I don't agree with the culture, I need to understand why. So, and also to treat people with respect is very important. And I think that's what something that Japanese culture does very well is respectful, being respectful and really courteous to other people.
I think if you live in the United States forever, you don't understand the United States culture, American culture. One of the best way to know the own country culture is to stay overseas.
Yes, it's true. And also, I mean, within the United States too, there's different ethnicities, different cultural groups within the United States. So it'll be different wherever you go, I think, in a lot of parts of America.
Yeah, parts of America. You learned French?
Yes. I learned from about second grade. I learned French, so that's about when I was around 6 or 7 years old.
It's not many Americans learn French, you know?
Yes.
And the majority of Americans learn Spanish?
Spanish, yes. But I lived very close to the Canadian border, and I went to
Montreal.
So it was about a half an hour away from Canada. So it was
Niagara waterfalls.
It's a little bit farther.
Have you ever been to Niagara?
I haven't been to Niagara Falls. I've been to New York in Canada, but not in the intersection of.
Oh, really? Intersection. Yeah. I've been there. It's nice.
Oh, I know many people get married there. But I hear it's very loud from the water.
Yeah, loud the water. That's why divorce rate is high.
Oh, no. They didn't hear the vows correctly.
Oh, really? Have you ever been to Europe?
I have. I've been to France and Italy as well.
Yeah, yeah. So your French was perfect to communicate with the French people?
Actually, I was kind of disappointed when I first came off the airplane after having studying French for how many years. I go to customs and I try to speak with my best French accent to the customs man, and he spoke to me right away in English. He knew right off the bat that I wasn't French or native French speaker. He said, hurry up.
At the airport.
So it was more a question of getting me through the the gate as fast as he could. So.
I see. Now is a holiday, isn't it? It's usually university students in the United States, and the holiday start June to September, isn't it?
Also, I think late May for the university students also.
End of August or beginning of September.
Yes.
Many American students during summer holiday go to Europe to travel?
Yes, if they have enough money, if they can afford it. Usually they're working, you know, at least two jobs. So
I think the JETTOC program is quite a good program. It's quite competitive, isn't it? It's not easy to
It's pass. Very competitive.
How competitive to get a JET program?
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure how, but I was actually on the waiting list to get in. So a big pamphlet came in the mail, and I took a while before I could even open it just because I was nervous about the results, and it turned out that... I was on the waiting list. So.
Oh, waiting list. Uh-huh. But how long did you wait?
About a week, actually. I called the office, and then they said, oh, you know, they have this opening. Do you still want it? And I said, yes. So I was able to come. So.
Uh-huh. When a big earthquake happened in the 3/11, you were in Kita Kyushu.
Yes.
So what kind of reaction did you get from your friend from the United States, including your parents?
Well, my friend called me, and first I found out through the internet, and a teacher said something, there was an earthquake, and I wasn't too concerned because I know there's a lot, and so without being there, I don't understand the impact, but my friends and family called me. I got a lot of messages saying, you know, it's kind of dangerous, so one of the people in my apartment, they returned to their home country, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So. Because radioactive, people worrying about radioactive.
Yeah. Yes, she was actually an environmental major in college, so she was very concerned and went home.
You know, have you ever been Japanese hot spring onsen?
Yes, I love
and
onsen.
And some of onsen is a very radon or including radioactive, you know?
Oh.
Radioactive is good for hairs.
Yes, and some people said there's radioactivity in even bananas as well.
Really?
So.
Yeah. You know, Japan is a very interesting country, and many people say Japan is the safest country.
Mm.
But now, after 3/11, Japan is the most dangerous country.
Well, there's interesting things happening all over the world, so...
Yeah. You know, last week, about 10 days ago, and World Cup and women's soccer was held, and Japan became number one, beat the United States.
Yes.
And how happy...
it's very hard for me because I want both teams to win. So.
Both teams to win, but same score.
Yes.
And you know, like last, how can I say, you know, kick.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very happy, and I think Japanese woman is so powerful. Yeah. Okay, we have only 40 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, please speak a little bit, but 30 minutes. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I did come here because I wanted to, you know, share God's love with Japan, so I just want to do that now. God bless you, Japan, and Jesus Christ loves you, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me so warmly. To your country.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm really thankful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. どうも本当にありがとうございます。
本
日のゲストは、ケティ・オーラさんでした。ジェットプログラムでいうと語っていただきました。そしたらまた来週。
よし。